Girls, Girls, Girls of the Navy, and various other maritime organizations. Written and read by Sabine. The new director, who wore stockings with seams without any irony, was perpetually, in Abby's dreams anyway, busting out of her top. Her breasts were bona fide white Irish, creamy as mashed potatoes, and when they popped out, Director Shepherd's little brown nipples looked like tiny top hats. She is an amazing woman, Siva whispers, her teeth closing on Abby's earlobe. They're alone in MTAC but for Abe Gump, who's a deaf mute and has his headphones on out of discretion anyway, as he launches World Warfare from his console in the corner. Ziva shoves her hand up under Abby's skirt, and her fingertips brushing against the tops of Abby's garters make Abby inhale and grab for Ziva's hair.
She's a babe,
Abby says, focusing her breathing. I like redheads, and women who can have me killed. She can hear Ziva's low chuckle as Ziva dives down, burrowing her head between Abby's legs and going for the garter with her teeth. I can kill you, she says conversationally. The lights come on in MTAC, and Abby, certain it signals the arrival of Director Shepherd, claps a hand over her own mouth to keep from crying out as Ziva flicks an experimental tongue and her warm breath paints Abby's thighs. Sergeant Sarah Hackett doesn't see them, and she crosses to Gump like it's the most natural thing in the world, and he takes his headphones off for no particular reason. Ziva's pulling away, and Abby reaches out and digs all 10 fingers into Ziva's hair, shoving her back between her thighs to keep her safe and discreet and quiet. Ziva bites at Abby, first gently and then with some real oomph to her. Abby closes her eyes and listens to the sergeant tell Gump about fleet movements in the ARAL. She aches to come, and Ziva must know it because she's getting wild with her tongue down there, and Abby's thinking, hurry up, hurry up. Though whether it's at the corporal to get out of there, or Ziva to finish her off, yes, please, she isn't entirely sure. And then Ziva slows her rhythm, and Abby wants to shout at the bitch for more, now. And Sarah Hackett tosses a blonde ponytail and looks up at the back row of seats and stares straight at Abby. Dr. Shudo? Hackett says. Abby doesn't say, call me Abby. Abby doesn't say anything at all, but she looks to her left and decides Ziva's well enough hidden by the chair back. You okay? Busy, Abby manages, finally, and Hackett smiles her heart-melting smile, and her shiny pink lips look like they taste of apple. If you'll excuse me then, Hackett says, and turns to go. Semper Fi, says Ziva, grinning wet-lipped at Abby. Her skirt spread across her chest like a bib as she peers up from between Abby's knees. Hackett left the light on, so Abby doesn't notice this time when the door opens, because she's busily tasting herself on Ziva's lips, sucking at her hungrily while Ziva's got two fingers up inside her and is working on adding a third. Abby doesn't even open her eyes until she feels that third hand on her back, that new set of lips on the nape of her neck. Shalom, Jenny, says Ziva, leaning over Abby's shoulder to give the director a kiss that resonates in Abby's ear and her skull and between her thighs. Ziva's fingers curl and Abby gasps and can barely make out the words, Hi, Director Shepherd, as the director slips around to tuck in next to Ziva and uses one manicured thumb to flick open the buttons on her jacket, and her breasts are as creamy as Abby could have ever hoped. She rocks into Ziva's palm, sweating and trying to breathe and kiss Ziva at the same time, and finally she gives up and just slides down into the chair and lets Ziva drive into her, beckoning again and again until Abby spills into Ziva's hand and lets loose with a powerful moan that even Gump could hear. Ziva pulls her slickened hand from between Abby's legs, and the last thing Abby sees before she closes her eyes is the director's sharp tongue licking Abby's juice from the webbing between Ziva's index and middle fingers. The end.